an update on the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Here at Oshkosh, I'm sitting with Doug Stewart, who is the chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. Doug, we talked briefly before a couple weeks before AirVenture, and you seem to have a number of things brewing and couldn't talk about any of them at the time, and you said, at AirVenture, I can talk. Well, here we are. Let's start about a general overview of how SAFE's doing this year. It looks like a lot bigger operation.
Well, I think that I can very honestly say that SAFE is doing fantastically. As you can see here, we've just about quadrupled our size. We have a big tent right across from the FAA pavilion. We're not being hidden behind trailers and airplanes and things of that nature. We're in a very prominent part. Plus, we're having incredible traffic through the tent so far. We're only here on the second day, but our traffic has been fantastic, and I'm thrilled with where we are and, more importantly, where we're going.
Well, you know, a year ago, you guys were at a point in your development arc where you were still running on adrenaline, and now you've actually got some resources. Tell us how the organization has been fleshed out in terms of its member benefits.
Well, as far as member benefits, we're up to now about two dozen partners who provide a variety of different benefits. The most recent one was flying, has come in on board now, and all members will receive flying, a subscription to flying, but there's so many others. I mean, the list is over there, and my God, my eyes are too old to read all of them, and I turned away from the mic, so I couldn't, but we have many, many members. But more importantly than that, Lightspeed is sponsoring our tent here. They're also sponsoring a headset giveaway and a communications quiz that we're running. They're wonderful supporters of ours, and not only are they supporters, but we're working together to work towards safer skies through addressing issues, certainly in many ways related to communications, since that's their realm. Cessna is now our exclusive website sponsor. That's just a wonderful partnership with them, not only in the fact that they are supporting our website, but again, working through other projects together with Cessna involving SAFE and addressing, in specific, safety, increasing safety awareness and creating safer skies for pilots. We also now have finally a insurance program for non-owned insurance for all flight instructors. I truly think it's the best one out there. Prices are exceedingly competitive, and our coverages that we're offering are not available anywhere else. So I'm really excited about that one.
I want to talk a little bit more about the details of that after we come back from the break. But let's talk about membership numbers. Where are they now? I know how it started. Where are you now?
Okay. We are, to be very honest, not where I would like them to be. We did have something called the GAME plan, Get a Member Plan. And we had the objective of adding 500 new members by AirVenture, and I'm sad to say that we fell far short of that. However, just in the first day and a half here at AirVenture, we've brought in a whole bunch of new members, and I think now that we have this insurance available, I think a lot of people have held off joining our organization because they were looking for that insurance. I won't say it's sad. I think it's human nature, but many people join organizations with the mentality of what's in it for me rather than what can I do for the organization and to benefit aviation and the aviation community in general. They're looking for specific benefits to them. And now that we have the insurance, I think we're going to hopefully run out of application packets.
Well, you know, there's a dynamic which I know you know well. I know you were doing the SAFE newsletter or the SAFE emails for a while, and I guess still are. And summer comes along, and if you have an entire organization whose volunteers are also CFIs, a funny thing happens after Memorial Day.
Yes, we all get exceedingly busy, and it is true we are an entirely volunteer-driven organization. We have one paid staff member, and that is our webmaster. She is the only person receiving pay from the organization. Everyone else is pro bono. And as you're, I'm sure, well aware, and all the listenership is well aware, it's very difficult to get people to really give up their time, and especially when we all get so busy, those of us who are giving flight instruction, this is our busy season. It makes for very long days.
Well, let's take a break and then come back and talk about the insurance plan. My guest is Doug Stewart. We're here in the SAFE booth at EAA AirVenture Oshkosh, and we'll be back in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Leading the way to a new generation of aircraft, Eclipse Aerospace introduces the Total Eclipse twin-engine jet. The Total Eclipse is a sophisticated, high-performance aircraft with low operating costs, low environmental impact, and uncompromised safety. Every Total Eclipse jet comes with flights to 41,000 feet, max cruise speeds of 370 knots, an onboard color radar with electronic moving maps and e-charts. And, of course, every Total Eclipse comes complete with a factory warranty. Log on to eclipseaerospace.net for more information.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20G2. Interested in a substantial airplane that remains practical and affordable? Whether you're a non-pilot looking to begin flying lessons, a pilot needing personal transportation, or a fleet customer selecting the best plane to meet the demands of a multiple aircraft operation, consider the SR20G2. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. Paul Plack here at Oshkosh with Doug Stewart, the chairman of SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. And Doug, we were here to talk about insurance in this part of the cast today, and I was looking at the application form that you have in your booth here, and some things jumped out at me right away. First of all, this is a very inclusive plan that covers some people who might not have been able to find CFI insurance any other way before this.
Absolutely. I think what we have to offer here is not available anywhere else. Some of the additions that we have that are not normally available, in addition to airplane single engine land, we have airplane single engine sea. We have LSAs. We have kit builds, experimentals. Anything with less than 350 horsepower in the experimental category is covered by us. Anything below seven seats. You exceed seven seats, we can't give that. But we cover virtually the whole gamut that the vast majority of instructors are doing. As an example, how many instructors could get non-owned insurance for airplane single-engine C? Mm-hmm. How many owners of airplane single-engine C could get an instructor added on as a named insured? It's an impossibility, and we now offer that. So we're offering those coverages. In addition, we also have coverage for negligent instruction. It's interesting. So often, I think, instructors get themselves in trouble because perhaps instead of doing a precautionary landing when the yogurt's hitting the fan, whether it's weather-related or equipment-related, the yogurt hits the fan, but they still continue on because they're worried, I don't have insurance for this, you know. If someone has the insurance, we can do the proper thing, the safe thing, make that precautionary off-airport landing, and let insurance take care of it, and we walk away safely, soundly, no one gets injured. And I think because it has been so difficult in many situations for instructors to get this kind of coverage, we end up pushing the limits and getting ourselves in trouble. So I really think we've got a great program here that offers a lot of advantages that heretofore have not been available.
Well, there's a very interesting incentive program, too, in the rate structure, because there are discounts that, if you get them all, add up to 25% for some very things you can very, I won't say easily, but they're not magic or hard to get. I mean, you know, Master CFI, member of SAFE, recent WINGS program. What are the others?
Okay, I think you've pretty much covered them. Certainly, you have to be a SAFE member. This insurance is, if you're not a member of SAFE, it's not available to you, okay? Then, if you haven't had any claims within the prior year, there's a 5% discount. If you've done any phase of the WINGS, basic, advanced, or master, all of those qualify for another 5% within the preceding 12 months. If you're a master instructor, a 10% discount. for all Master CFIs. So the discounts here, in addition to the fact that our rates are extremely competitive. I'm not going to say they're the lowest because I don't really know. But when I look at these rates, I say these are affordable. The other thing that we have that I don't, and I won't say this definitively, but I will say that we offer premium financing. And I'm not sure that all the other programs do offer that or not, but we do have premium financing. This can all be done online. The application can be done online. The application for the financing can be done online. And it's all a very quick, painless process.
The inflection on premium may have confused a few people. You're talking about the insurance premiums being able to be financed over a course of most of a year, not a premium product.
No, exactly. What I was referring to, many young instructors, you know, cannot afford. Maybe if you go through and select the coverages that you want, might equal $1,200. And how many young instructors, let alone old instructors, have the $1,200 to plunk down cash on the barrel, as we do quite often in aircraft insurance? We have a program here where they can put down 25% and then 9 equal payments after that over the course of the year to spread out the payment burdens for this insurance.
Well, Doug, it sounds like a program that's put together, obviously, by people who know what it's like to be flight instructors. This is terrific, and I hope that people who are hearing this who may be in that boat of being a CFI and needing that kind of coverage will keep this in mind. Where does SAFE go from here? What do you hope for the next 12 months if we're talking here next summer?
Well, we certainly are looking to increase our membership, and one of the ways that we have sought to do that is to create a new category of membership, which we are calling the apprentice member. The apprentice membership is only $25 as opposed to $45 for a full membership. It does create some limits. An apprentice member is not allowed or it does not qualify for the insurance, does not qualify for the flying magazine, and does not get voting privileges. However, all the other member benefits are theirs, and most importantly, they can access our mentoring program, which is another process that we started a year ago. We realized when we asked people, what do you want from an organization, mentoring was one of them. We completed a survey back in April. We had 250 responses to our survey, and Professor Donna Wilt from Hampton University, who is one of our directors, has collated the results of that survey, and we'll be announcing at our dinner where we're going forward now with the results of that mentoring to provide the mentoring that many new young instructors so desperately need. So the apprentice member will now be able to avail themselves of this mentoring program. They'll also be able to avail themselves of our library, which is a members-only library. Articles written by SAFE members and given to the library, only available through SAFE membership. So this apprentice membership will allow them to do that, and particularly if it's a young person perhaps still in school, seeking to become an aviation educator, working towards a degree in some form of aviation education, it's now something that they can afford rather than something that they'd love to have but couldn't afford. So I'm looking forward to that becoming another area of excitement in the growth and expansion of SAFE.
Doug Stewart is the chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. From Oshkosh, I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.